You've doubtless heard the phrase, the few, the proud, the Marines. Well, Jeff Minder's military unit was even more exclusive than that.
I joined the military fresh out of high school and was selected to be part of what's called a SEER community, or Survival, Evasion, Resistance, and Escape. Very unique group of people. They select 33 people out of about 1,500 that they interview and work with, and then usually 11 graduate the program.
Minder says he was no stranger to dangerous deployments and actual combat until a career-ending incident.
But I got out with a parachuting accident. I had messed up my back pretty badly, and they medically retired me after about 11 years in. And it was a very hard transition for me from the military and being in combat, and especially being in special operations, and then coming out, you know, into the real world, and, you know, where nobody's necessarily done the things or seen the things. And that sense of urgency, that mission-centric life, had to change.
Actually, Minder says he found a new mission, one with four legs and a tail.
I suffered some pretty severe traumatic brain injury and PTSD, and a dog saved my life, basically. Gave me companionship, gave me something to transfer my anger and inability to figure things out, because I wasn't a normal human being anymore. I was different. And the dog gave me strength. It gave me a purpose.
Minder says the eventual death of that dog threw him for a loop, but he was determined to turn that tragedy into triumph for himself and others like him.
And so now I trained my next service dog on my own, and I've trained a bunch of them since then, and I have a school then that trains other veterans how to become dog trainers, and other people, not just veterans, but it really helps the veterans because they have purpose and they have a team member, and nothing's worse than losing your service dog, and they're going to die in 10 to 12 years. And so a lot of the veterans with PTSD, it puts them in a worse position when the dog dies, so I help them start the replacement dog at 7 years in.
Thus was founded the firm Minder named Top Tier Canine.
I go in, and I've got about 100 trainers all over the country that are also now training trainers and training dogs. Our goal is to empty shelters, and we used to donate money, and now we're saying, you know what? Trained dogs don't end up in shelters. And if you train that dog and take care of the obedience problems, it's not going to a shelter. And if I go to a shelter and train a dog that's there being rescued, it gets adopted.
Minder says he developed a dog training method that gives each pup a common foundation that can be easily customized for specific military, police, or therapeutic applications.
When a police department says we're ready for a dog, it takes me 8 weeks to get that to the police department. If a veteran comes in and says I need that service dog, it's 8 weeks. He has his diabetic alert dog. They're trained in about 50 different elements that I'm ready to just finish. So it greatly reduced the price. An average service dog in America today takes 5 years to train and costs $25,000. They can have mine in 8 weeks for $15,000.
Still, Minder says his biggest goal is to give vets the entrepreneurial tools they need to be successful in this endeavor, and then providing ongoing support.
And we use the social media platforms to help every young entrepreneur, mostly veterans, then grow their home-based business and maybe even expand to a bigger facility. We're also tying that bricks and mortars with the internet. So it's not a pure internet play. I mean, we are growing bricks and mortars buildings back into communities, keeping the money in the communities, helping other people with their dogs in the local communities, and we take zero for that.
Minder is doing his own brick and mortar expansion. He's opening a Tallahassee top-tier canine facility, and he's involved in a Facebook veterans resource that just went online last week.
They've launched a veterans hub specific for veterans, and they have education in there. They have the tools for employing veterans, for veterans to find opportunities to learn new things. So it gives a new resource, and I can't wait to get heavy into that.
And to think it all began with a wounded warrior and his faithful canine companion. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.